to On the Brighter Side. I'm your host, Monica Tanner, and I am so excited for my guest today. As part of the Women's Sexual Health series, I am so excited to introduce you to my guest today, who, as a former nun, oncology nurse, holistic health coach, and energy medicine practitioner, Lori is passionate about supporting the healing and transformation needed to reunite our sexuality with our spirituality. She knows personally the emotional, physical, and mental trauma this disconnect can create in one's life. Lori has also experienced firsthand the profound healing and transformation authentic tantra offers as a way to heal from the inside out. Working with women individually and in small groups, Lori weaves the emotion code and body code, an energy medicine technique, into her authentic tantra sessions. As a body sex leader, she has also recently combined this Betty Dodson method with authentic tantra in individual virtual sessions, sharing our sexual story. Being seen, heard, and witnessed in a safe and compassionate space allows for profound healing and the potential for a whole new experience of pleasure. Please help me welcome my guest on the podcast today, Lori McCracken. Hi, Lori. How are you doing?
Hi, Monica. I am well and so excited to be here with you. Thank you.
Well, we are so excited to hear your journey from nun to tantra, but let's start by having you tell us a little bit about yourself and your family.
Yeah. So I grew up in Puritanical New England in Massachusetts, and I have my parents. I'm the oldest of four children in a rural little community there, about an hour from Boston.
Awesome. So in the light of work that I do, you must know that you might be the most interesting person I've ever met. I was hoping that you would start with how and why you became a nun.
Well, I think that my deepest love and desire to become a nun, which I had no idea. I grew up Protestant. I was not Catholic. I really didn't know anything about nuns. The thing is that I knew that I wanted to make a contribution. I wanted to make a difference in the world. And this was actually a spirituality of unity. And so bridging the gap for racism, for religion, all these types of things where there's separation in the world. So that's what I really felt called to. It was either that or the Peace Corps.
Okay. So explain to us kind of like the sexual ideology of being a nun. Like, what does that mean?
Well, that means you leave that out, essentially. What was amazing to me, and of course, this is why I can see in hindsight that it was perfect for me, because I didn't realize at the time that I was very afraid of men, that I was intimidated by them. So of course, going into a religious community, I would never have to deal with marriage, with a relationship with a man, any intimacy in that sense. So perfect, done deal. I can just focus on being this amazing spiritual person and making a difference in the world, building unity. But little did I know what a disservice and how dysfunctional that was. And so after I'd been in religious community and actually was in a position of leadership for about 8 years, I became depressed. Now, I was laughing through my depression and not understanding why I wasn't able to function. So what I see in hindsight, and that I am so grateful that my body loved me enough to shut me down and let me know that being spiritual is wonderful. We need our spirit. That's part of us. But to deny our body and the sacredness of them, the function, that they are actually a portal to God, not something that we're meant to disown. So none of this was conscious. That thing, I wasn't aware that I'm growing up in this puritanical environment where pleasure was like a four-letter word. Like, that was not something that I was supposed to ever even think about. That was evil and selfish. And so those were the unconscious messages that I had that were trapped in my body.
Wow. That is incredible. So if you were listening to the introduction and you're wondering what tantra is, I'm going to let Lori explain it to you.
Yeah, tantra, for me, it's medicine. It's actually a yogic spiritual path to enlightenment. And what is enlightenment but freedom from suffering? And what causes us the most suffering is our judgmental mind. So tantra is, in the true sense of the word, it includes our sexuality with our spiritual sexuality. But most of us in the West know of Neo Tantra. We may not know that just like yoga, there's hundreds of forms of Tantra. And the most common one and well-known one here in the West is Neo Tantra, which focuses pretty much specifically on sex. And in authentic Tantra, which is lineage-based, which means it's 2,600 years old. These are ancient techniques. And these are Tibetan Tantra, the practices that I practice and teach. And so they are steeped in five elements of nature, of fire, earth, space, air, and water. And so we are using all of these energies that are around us in our environment and within us. And these are really shamanistic techniques that are designed to heal, to enrich, and to bring into balance our spiritual, physical, and emotional body. So Tantra, in that word, literally means weaving light and sound with form. So with this form of Tantra, we are using our imagination. We're using color. We're weaving it with sound, with chant. So all the vibrations within our bodies. And we're doing that within our bodies, which is the form. And so we're activating this healing energy that is within us and around us so we can heal from the inside out.
What an interesting concept. Oh my goodness, this is incredible. And now the million-dollar question. I'd love to hear how you went from a nun shutting down all forms of pleasure to Tantra, to healing people through Tantra, which is basically just extremely heightened pleasure.
Yeah, well, and discovering that we're wired for pleasure. I mean, our creator, source, whatever you want to call that beyond us power, wired us for connection, for pleasure. And when I first heard David Ward, who's my teacher and the founder of Authentic Tantra, actually, I heard her in a podcast say, every orgasm is a glimpse of enlightenment. And I'm like, wow, that's amazing. And that what would it be like if we could live our lives in a state of enlightenment, of raised consciousness? That's what it says. And pleasure is the pathway to get us there. Because when we have an orgasm, that space is, there is no I, there is no separation. We are whole. We are free of pain, free of self-judgment, all of these things. And what if we could learn to live in a space of that kind of consciousness? How would your life be different? I had never thought of that. We want to reach our fullness as human beings. And we cannot do that without our sexuality, embodying it, living it, fulfilling that too. And when we do, there will be peace on earth. And I thought, you know, this sounds exactly like that deep desire I had in my heart my whole life and didn't find in religious community, sadly. I actually had to leave community in order to find myself and discover that connecting to myself and to my own body is where I found God. So it was the opposite of what I had learned or had perceived was the truth. And so this opened me up and I got curious. And of course, at this point, I'm still like a really shut down, anxious little person here. And I was in energy medicine school, a 3-year energy medicine school, the Reese Thomas Institute of Energy Medicine in Massachusetts. So of course we were going through the chakras there and lo and behold, there's a sex chakra. And I remember some of my classmates saying to me, Lori, you have virgin written across your forehead. And I was so ashamed. I just was so shut down. I didn't know what to do with myself. And I remember the dean of the school, I went to her. She was a healer for a session one day. And she said, Lori, your spirit is so mature. It's wonderful. But your sexuality is neonatal. There's a huge imbalance there. And that's not okay. I was in my 50s at this point. And she said, I want you to go out with a man. And I want you to go out with a woman. You need to know what your sexual orientation is at this point in your life. I was horrified with this. But the amazing thing is that as I began to have the support I needed to look at what were these, what now I would call blocks to bliss, blocks that were preventing me from living life, from actually being able to receive joy and the pleasure of life. So I went through that. I went through a number of other workshops. That there was one of HAI, it's called the Human Awareness Institute. I don't know if you've heard of that, but they have 9 levels of these workshops that are all about intimacy, sex, and relationship. and love. As a nurse myself, as a leader in a religious community, I was always in a position where I was helping other people. I was the one supporting them through their vulnerability. And I didn't realize until I got there with a very safe space, and this was all about sexuality, how freaked out I was and how many blocks I had. And yet I was experiencing support. So I could have these breakdowns that would lead to breakthrough. And as I was going through this process, trauma, memories were coming up that helped me to understand and bring up, wow, this is where my blocks are. There's trauma here. They were doing an exercise to do baby kisses. And I'm like, oh no, I'm not doing that. Don't anybody try that to me either. And I couldn't understand why I had such a strong reaction until I remembered when I was little, my dad would be drinking and he would hug me tight, kiss me all over like that. And I just wanted to get out of there and I couldn't. I had no idea that, and it made so much sense as these things came to my consciousness, and I had the support to be able to work through it. And then the next big thing was that a friend that I had met at that workshop told me about Betty Dodson, and I don't know if you've heard of her, but she's a pioneer. She's 90 years old now, and she was a pioneer from the 70s, and she wrote the first book. It was called Masturbation Liberation, and now it's called The Joy of Sex for One. But when she heard that some of her friends had never had an orgasm, she said, that's not fair. And so she was going to teach women how to orgasm and to take responsibility for our own orgasms, because it's not fair for our partners. And men have been taught this, that they create, you know, this pleasure, this orgasm for women. And yet only 30% of women orgasm with partner sex. And so taking back our bodies, naming them. When I first saw this, I was like horrified. And you go and you're naked and you do genital show and tell and have erotic recess. And I'm like, oh my God. And yet something called me. Something deep inside me said I needed to. So I needed to work with an intimacy coach for a month beforehand because I couldn't even look at myself. I didn't realize at the time. I knew I had a body image issue. My friends could never understand why. And I didn't understand until I started working with this that I had actually, my body image was that I thought my genitals were disgusting and I hate them. And so as I'm going through this journey, I'm realizing huge blocks. So when I went to this weekend in New York, and I will tell you, I broke out in a rash all over my body. And I know that it was because it was my fears and vulnerabilities coming out from my bone marrow. I went anyway. And I healed 5 decades worth of shame and guilt around sexuality. And it was beginning to be normalized, to have an experience of being accepted and seen and witnessed in my own body by others helped me to accept it. And that's the beginning.
Your story is so fascinating. I think that so many people are going to be able to relate to some of those feelings of just body shame and not understanding our own sexuality and things like that. But I just want to put this into perspective for people. How old were you when you finally experienced your first orgasm?
So that's a good question. The thing is that even while I was in religious community, masturbation for me, an orgasm, I had no idea that it really was an orgasm. I knew that for me, this was a shameful, guilt-provoking experience that my body needed to release tension. And so there was no idea that this was meant to be pleasurable at all. And this is the sad thing. Until I was 62 and met Betty Dodson and understood, wow, I have been so ashamed until the last 2 years to even share my story. I couldn't imagine how someone in this day and age, at my age, had never, like I had sex for the first time at 58 while I was in energy medicine school. That was my homework. And of course, the universe meets us where we're at. And so I happened to meet an amazing man who was just perfect. He was like an angel for me. And the process I had to go through there to allow myself even have this experience and notice that, wow, this is like beyond seventh heaven. I felt connected to myself, this other person, to all that is in a way that I had never experienced before.
That's amazing. So You teach everyone that all women have the capacity to awaken their pleasure potential at literally any age. Can you talk about this for a minute? Like, we have your experience, but how would a woman at any age be able to literally awaken their pleasure potential?
Well, maybe I can share a little bit about my 94-year-old mother, because when I was doing all of this, learning and healing myself, she was like, so curious, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? What is wrong with you? But then she would notice and all of her blocks would come up, all the places she carries shame. And so what happened is we were healing at the same time. My mother, who was really shut down herself, had met a man who was 76 at the time, and they were getting to know each other, and he wanted to have a physical relationship. He was all about pleasure. And as she was reading and we were talking, and she actually came to one of my body sex workshops, which was an amazing and profoundly healing experience that I never would have guessed for each of us individually, but both of us as mother and daughter. And she became one of my Tantra clients to begin with, because it made me realize, and she's inspired me, that there is no age when we are alive and pleasure is important. It's important for our well-being at every age. And having the support of someone to have the space to talk and share our sexual stories with is profoundly healing and medicine on its own. So this is what I've discovered. I've worked with and work with women of all different ages, and we all have blocks. We all have shame of some kind or guilt and may not have an idea what, but this, our sexual energy, our creative life force energy is what we're talking about. The most powerful energy on the planet. It creates other human beings. If we're not using it for that, what are we using it for? And with Tantra, we can harness and guide and direct it so that whatever it is we want to give birth to in our life to enhance what we're dealing with and what we're working with, and opening up pleasure in every aspect of our life. We're just including sexual energy and pleasure here too. We're not leaving it out.
Yeah. So teach us the importance of authentic self-connection with our own body to experience pleasure. Because I work with a lot of women, and this is like a really interesting concept in what I work with on a regular basis, is that when you're talking about coupled sex, most women are under the impression that sex is mostly for men and I'm just here to pleasure my man. And so we have to go through this really important transition where they understand that sex is for both of you and just as important, and it's okay to focus on your own pleasure within sex, and that there's actually nothing more of a turn on for a man than a woman that is turned on to herself. And so I'm constantly trying to explain this, and I think that your experience can really shed a light on authentic self-connection with our own body to be able to experience pleasure.
That's so beautiful, Monica, and I'm so happy to hear that's what you're offering to these women too. It's so important. So with authentic Tantra, there's four pillars: meditation, movement, connection, and pleasure. And all four of those bring us back to our body. And we live in a world where we are every day living on a low grade, if not higher, of trauma. And so what pleasure specifically does is it regulates our dysregulated nervous system. In order to experience pleasure, we need our bodies to be relaxed. We need our nervous system to feel safe in our own body. And in my experience, and this was true for me and for so many women that I work with, we are not aware that we don't feel safe in our own body. And so we think that it's our man or our partner that is going to do that part for us. That it's something outside of us that can relax us. That's not true. That's enhanced 100-fold when we feel safe and we know our own body. And so this is why there are the practices of meditation, because we need to calm our mind. And if our mind isn't calm, then our body's not calm. That's an important part to bring us into our body. Movement gets us out of our head and into our bodies. How many times having sex, you find yourself in your head, you know, and we're not aware of it. So this is bringing relaxed, focused awareness to our present and to our own body. And connection brings us back to our heart. Everything in Tantra begins and ends in the heart. And the truth is, and in order to connect to your husband, to your partner, to your children, we need to be connected to ourselves. We don't start there, then we're missing out on the fulfillment, fullness of the connection that we can experience with our partners and our friends and family and with all of life. And so the connection is absolutely imperative. And we're wired for connection. We're connected to everyone, to our ancestors. You know, there's just so much we're connected to. And also that's why we get so overwhelmed sometimes, because we're dealing with not only our own trauma, our own suffering, but especially now in this time, look at the heaviness of the world being suffering. And we're feeling that too. And so we're carrying this. So when I'm doing these self-connecting practices or doing meditation or moving, whatever I'm doing, experiencing pleasure, opening up all my senses to what is pleasurable that's already present in my mind. What can I just pause and notice? The beautiful flowers growing, the sky, the sun, like conversation, meaningful. This brings pleasure. And if I can allow myself to just stop and let myself feel that, receive it, notice the difference in how you feel right now, just doing that. And, you know, it's true that every orgasm is a glimpse of enlightenment. The more pleasure we can experience, the more we raise our consciousness, the more we experience bliss. And that's not just a state of being out of our bodies. That's actually, we can consciously be in a state of bliss, in a state of pleasure, if we're aware and there's no judgment. For me, when I started doing this, I was appalled and shocked to discover how much self-judgment I was carrying. How mean and harsh and punishing I am to myself. I can be wonderful and compassionate for other people. But there I realized there was a huge discrepancy and incongruency. That was the poison within me that I needed to heal. I can't open myself to pleasure if I'm judging everything that I'm thinking and doing. So I don't know if that helps to answer your question.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. Now, you mentioned these earlier and then you just talked about bliss, but what are blocks to bliss and how can they be totally unconscious? And what are some ways that we can bring them to our consciousness?
Yeah, that's beautiful, beautiful question. And so many of us, here's an example that, again, when we're little, we have negative experiences or someone yells at us or we've been emotionally abused or sexually abused or anything in between. Right? We don't have the capacity to process those emotions and those experiences. And so they get trapped in our body. And these are invisible, yet they're powerful. And so they can accumulate. And oftentimes that's what, you know, a shoulder pain or a physical condition can be. 80, not 90% of our physical ailments can be found in trapped negative emotion that was unprocessed in our body, right? And so as we do these practices of meditation, of movement, when we're doing this consciously and intentionally and connecting to ourselves and opening to pleasure, then we can find that, oh my gosh, I didn't know that my vulva was numb. I didn't know that I couldn't feel pleasure in this part of my body until I started giving myself the time and the space to notice and try something. And so there's specific breathing techniques also that I use. And so these help, again, to flip the switch on our nervous system. So we go from sympathetic to parasympathetic so that we can feel safe in our body. We can only heal in a space of relaxation. When I first started doing this breathing exercise, which creates that, I don't think my body had been that relaxed. And I just started dying and I had no idea why. I knew I was releasing trapped energy. And I didn't need to know what it was at that time, you know, and the more that I do this, the more that I bring to consciousness and allow myself to not push away the emotions or the thoughts, but I befriend them. I allow them to be present. And just like a little baby needs to be held and soothed, I needed to learn how to do that myself. And then I can move through. So I don't go from numb to pain to numb to pain. I can move through to the next phase of healing, which is, you know, irritation. And then we get to function and pleasure. And so we need to be willing to have the courage and the strength. And it takes, and this also awakens that within us, because we have what we need. We do. We may need support, and we do need support, but it's deep, vulnerable, precious, and sacred work.
I love it. I love it so much. So can you talk about for a second why it's important to understand our own needs and how this can help us tap into our wholeness?
Yeah. So I, again, was so unconscious of all these things. But growing up in a home, you know, where there was alcohol and unpredictability and emotions all over the place, I learned as a little girl the way that I could be loved and safe to make sure everybody else was happy and make sure their needs were met. And so not anybody intentionally doing this, but, you know, as little kids, we are survivors and we are brilliant with the strategies to cope that we come up with. And so I learned to be a peacemaker. I didn't have any needs. I needed to make sure everybody else was okay and happy. And then I would be okay. And I didn't know this. And then, of course, I become a nurse. Then I go into religious community. So all of these things, I'm always in a position of supporting, making sure everybody else is okay. And I didn't realize until I started doing these authentic tantra practices that that was because of trauma too, that it was safer to give. It was not safe for me to receive. So all of these practices, it activates healing energy within us. And the wisdom of our bodies knows where it needs to go. What are we ready for to bring to consciousness? What can we hold before? How much compassion can we hold for ourselves, right? And so it's our own body's wisdom and working with someone that understands trauma, understand what all is entailed here, the courage it takes to do this, to help guide us to the other side where there is pleasure, there is joy. Thus, it's been buried and maybe trapped and hidden. And it's just waiting and wanting to be awoken and honored.
This is so incredible. And I can tell by all of my communication with you, and especially talking with you today, how passionate you are about all of this. And I often sometimes think about my own story as well, like how incredible it is that all of my experiences in my life have really like brought me to this point to feel so passionate about what I'm teaching. And I can see that so much in you. And it's really such a beautiful thing to witness when we've had this long, rich life of experiences and we can kind of synthesize all of those into this mission and purpose to teach about it. And so I love that you've done that. I'm going to ask you my signature question. If you had the undivided attention of all the women in the entire world for just a few minutes, what is the most important thing you could teach them about the importance of understanding their own needs for pleasure in order to heal and be whole?
That's such a beautiful question, Monica. And I think what comes to my heart is to really appreciate yourself, appreciate who you are. In fact, I would invite you to write out 3 ways you appreciate yourself every day before you go to bed. And ask yourself, when it's challenging, what would someone who loves herself do right now? Know that your feelings matter, your needs matter, and they are guidance for you. They are the wisdom of your very own body, guiding you, calling you, wanting your love and attention. They're there to help you get to fulfill your deep desire. And pleasure is vital for your well-being. And this is the juice, the nectar that we contain within our own bodies. It is the best antidepressant, anti-aging, hormone balancing, mood enhancing nectar within our body. And I forget, like I said, I dedicated my orgasm this morning to all of you listening, because that is the greatest, most powerful, love-filled energy on the planet. The more we experience that, the more we will heal, and the more we are a force for goodness and for healing for the world.
Beautiful. I love it. Lori, tell us where my listeners can find you and learn more about all these incredible practices that you teach and have obviously transformed and transcended your life.
Oh, thank you. Because I feel like it's a way of life. That's what I love about it. I love things that I can embody and integrate, and it's got to fill every aspect of my life. So if you want to get in touch with me, my website is laurimccracken.com, and that's LauriMccracken.com. Or you can email me at laurie@lauriemccracken.com.
Perfect. And we'll make sure that's linked in the show notes for everybody. And I just want to thank you for your time today and appreciate you opening up and telling us your story and all of the things that you've learned on this incredible journey.
Thank you so much, Monica. And I just want to appreciate you for the amazing work you do. And I just love the title, On the Brighter Side. It's so uplifting.
Thank you so much.
I just want to thank Lori for being so brave and for sharing her journey with us. I think her story is incredible, how she went from a Catholic nun who completely suppressed all pleasure and desire to a tantric healer. And I want to echo her sentiments to appreciate yourself and to follow the promptings that your body is giving you, because you do deserve pleasure and joy and bliss in your life. We are, like she said, wired for connection and wired for pleasure by our Creator. And that life-giving force is what allows us to create and to be who we are meant to be in the world. And so we need to find ways to really cultivate that within ourselves. And if you have any questions about any of this, please reach out to Lori or reach out to me. I'm happy to help you go through this journey for yourself, because obviously it looks so different for each of us, but that transformation and that deep knowing within yourself of what your purpose is in this world is so absolutely vital to our own well-being and pleasure and bliss and joy, and the joy that we can bring to others in our lives, especially our spouses and our children and the ones we love the most. I want to invite you to participate in the 14 Days to Better Sex Challenge, because in that challenge, you will have the opportunity to look within yourself and learn about what brings you pleasure and how to connect more fully with your spouse to bring about that transformation in yourself and in your relationship. You can sign up for that at www.onthebrightersideofmarriage/14-day-challenge. I'll make sure that all of it is linked for you in the show notes. And I hope that you'll join us next week for my interview with Alexandra Stockwell, who is also a marriage and intimacy expert and has an amazing story herself. And until then, have courage, be kind, and stay on the brighter side.